You know, it's very scary when someone's talking about you and you have no idea what they're saying. But it's really a joy for me to be here. I've always regarded your church as something very, very close to my heart.
So
thank you again for allowing me to be here. This morning, I want to talk about passing the baton. Going into the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, China, the United States men's 4x100 meters relay team had the world's fastest time. They were clearly the favorites to win the gold medal in this event. In this event, there are many preliminary heats before the best qualifying teams compete in the finals. Everyone expected the United States team to dominate the qualifying heats and take a place in the finals as the team to beat.
所以因為比賽的時候大家想說這個比賽輕輕鬆鬆就可以獲得冠軍經過這個資格賽但是沒想到我們快點發現
very strange happened in the very first qualifying heat. The United States men's relay team, the team with the fastest time, was eliminated. It's not that they ran slow. They were disqualified for not being able to pass the baton. It's not supposed to be in the air. The team was fast. The team had won many races, but they lost their most important race because they could not pass the baton from one sprinter to the next. This morning, I'm going to talk about passing a different kind of baton. But this baton is not just for those who are fast sprinters. The passing of this baton does not happen in an athletic competition where the athletes are hoping to win a medal. The passing of this baton is even more important than the passing of a baton in an Olympic event.
今天如果說不一樣的接力棒這個不是這個快跑現象這個不太是不是這個不是這個真重要的是這個baton這個接力棒是要pass去往的一代。The
passing of this baton happens among Christians, you and me. We're going to explore Psalm 78, verses 1 through 8, and other passages in the Bible so that you might better understand how these truths from the Bible apply in real life. I will use examples of God convicting, nurturing, correcting, and transforming his people at Wintersburg.
這傳這個接力棒是你咱基督徒容易發生的。咱今天要來看詩篇78篇跟相關的這個篇章。所以你知道這個安怎從這個truth這個真理啊
Bible 内底献上我，我要用咱 Windows 一寡地来给咱说明。
I know Wilbur read Psalm 78:1-8 in Taiwanese. I'm going to read this now in English. If you have your Bible, please turn it to Psalm 78, and I'm going to read the first 8 verses of this wonderful psalm.
大家先听诗篇这个背景。
Listen, O people, to my instruction. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not conceal them from their children, but tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should teach them to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born, that they may arise and tell them to their children, that they should put their confidence in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its heart and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The writer of Psalm 78, a man named Asaph, was a prophet and a godly man who faithfully served the Lord. He was also one of King David's chief musicians. Asaph also wrote 11 other songs.
诗篇这个背景的作者叫做阿萨，伊就是一个先知甲真敬虔敬虔的一个人来侍奉上帝。伊上时也是King David的代表王的音乐长，伊上时也写十篇歌颂的诗篇。
In Psalm 78, Asaph is calling his people to listen and be obedient to God's teaching. So let's explore the content of Asaph's teaching.
伊诗篇这个背面，阿萨叫伊的人民都爱听顺服。
In verses 3 to 6, Asaph specifically tells his people to pass on their faith in God from generation to generation. And in verse 7, Asaph tries to encourage his people by telling them the importance of obediently passing on their faith from generation to generation. Future generations will not only know of the faith of their fathers, their faith in God will shape their lives. They will worship the Lord, trust in the Lord, and be obedient to the Lord.
As a goalie, 伊要将因的信仰传予因的下一代，后代后一代，无干那了解讲即个因老爸信仰尔尔，因对上帝信仰安怎塑造伊的人生嘛真重要。伊就爱敬拜上帝，信靠上帝，啊顺服上帝。
I'm 65 years old.
I'm so young.
So for older people like me, what Asaph wants, it's what I want, it's what we want. We want to see our children and their children have faith in God, to walk with God, and to be obedient to God. Asaph's plea to pass on the faith to future generations is not just a suggestion or recommendation. It is an imperative. It's a command. Beginning with verse 8 and throughout the rest of Psalm 78, Asaph details the very sobering and dire circumstances that will befall future generations who do not worship and honor God through their lives.
阿撒，跟咱大家讲的这个爱卡斯这个信仰会一代，唔是建议，伊这是真重要的命令。咱若看第特别才开始到第七十八章其他的经章，你就知影讲，这个真艰险可怕的前提，都是因为一代，若无照这个指示。
I have officiated many funerals, memorial services for people who were very godly and they passed away. I knew them. They loved God, they worshiped God, they trusted in God, they walked with God. And then it always saddens me when I meet with the family of individuals and they ask me things like, Reverend,Can you pick some good verse in the Bible because we don't know any? Or, Reverend, I know my dad or my mom, grandpa, grandma, they love God. So you make up whatever sounds good.
我参加真济，主持真济位的上帝，各位礼拜，我真济朋友是真虔诚的基督徒。但是伫真济准备诶时阵，我感觉真伤心，就是讲因诶子孙来甲我讲，啊，牧师，你较了解，所以你选竞赛，你爱感觉安怎较好就好，你毋捌上。
Thank you, Robert, because I just made that part up. So, great job. It is really sad for me to see how.The baton of faith didn't get past God. Our task as the older generation seems very clear. We must pass the baton of faith to future generations. So let's explore further.And try to understand how we can successfully pass the baton of faith and not end up like the United States 4x100 meter relay team in the 2008 Summer Olympic Games.
咱知影咱一代较老的一代拢真清楚知影，咱将这个想要将这个信仰的传承给下一代，咱今日来看安怎搁较清楚来了解讲安怎来做这项。麦克风这个男子四百接力，这个棒就不快。
I recall one older person who understood the importance of passing the baton of faith to future generations. This person understood his task, but didn't do such a good job of passing the baton. He would tell his children, "Go to church."This person did not take the time to explain why children should go to church. Consequently, his children and their children became your typical Easter and Christmas Christian. They would show up on Christmas Sunday, they would show up on Easter Sunday, and they thought that they were doingWhat their parents told them to do.
我这就是较老的人，伊知影这个承接这个信仰有一代真重要。但是伊甲人家囡仔囡仔讲要爱去教会，伊无甲介绍，甲因讲，伊怎样去教会这么重要。所以咱就看到真侪囡仔，就伫过偌济圣诞节来教会。伊想讲，这个就是做基督徒的意义。伊实在将这个传承的意义也是。
So this person was passing the baton, but it was the wrong baton. It was the incomplete baton that he was passing on to his children.
伊是有将这个信仰的传承做一部分，但是伊是传掉的接力棒，无真正到位。
We must not be confused. nor inaccurate in defining and articulating what it is we are passing to the next generation. Too often, we reduce Christianity to a set of upper middle class suburban morals and goals. So let's look to the Word of God.
咱当时啊，想讲安尼就是传福音一代，咱是总是将这个感化做，敢那是咱是啊，中产阶级有滴高科一挂的这个道德还是理想，咱无从真正意义看福音一代。
The baton of faith that God wants us to pass from one generation to the next generation has two basic components.And they're both important to understand and grasp. One is what I call the bad news, and the other, the good news. First,
咱团的这个接力棒或者是带，其实包括两种很重要的因素。咱来团坏消息，像是伊嘛爱讲好消息。
First, the bad news. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
坏消息，咱先来讲。罗马书三章二十三节里讲，因为众人已经犯罪，上帝应许。
This is the bad news. All human beings have been separated from God because of sin. Furthermore, the Bible tells us.That this separation cannot be overcome by human effort. Into this desperate, hopeless situation, God, in His mercy, brought hope to humankind.
This is a bad news. We all face God's distance. We all know that because of our sin, we face God's distance. This thing is what we can do to solve it. But when we have no hope, God's mercy.
And this is the good news. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
好的消息就记载在约翰福音第三章十六节，因为上帝将独生的子赏赐世间，岂能信耶稣的人会得永生，会得到永活，伊赏世间。
Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. While we were still weak at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him.From the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
Second
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He, that's God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.Wonderful, awesome, good news indeed.
In 哥林多后书第五章二十一节，上帝有起着无罪替咱吃， 替咱吃最多，是要予伊来吃最俗的，这是真好真好的好消息。
But there's a lot more to this amazing baton of faith that we are commanded to pass on from generation to generation. God has given us the gift of eternal life, but his people need not wait until we get to heaven to experience a taste of this good news. God has given us new life and a wonderful purpose for our lives in this world.
咱这个真重要信仰的传承呢，是对一代甲一代，上帝已经予咱永生活命，但是咱唔免等到讲咱上天的时阵，才享受会着。咱伫世间就会看到咱的新的生活、新的生命，这个是咱真重要，就是这个世间就看会着。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Paul writes, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, new things have come."
哥林多后书五章十三讲，保罗讲哦，所以人若伫基督，就是最新创造的，有诶代志已经过去了，大家拢变成新诶。
Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me."
加拉太书二章十讲，我甲上帝同定十字架，我犹原的我是犹原我，就是基督伫我的我，搁我现今肉体所活的，是伫信上帝的囝来活，伊捌疼我，替我献。
And with this new identity in Christ, God gives us a mission and purpose for our lives. We are now to live for God. This is a very important part of the baton of faith that we must pass on from generation to generation.
真重要的一点，咱有伫厝内底新的身份的时阵，上帝甲咱命令。咱即马生活的目的是为着上帝来活，这个是真重要。咱爱传承予下一代的真重要的信仰内容。
In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you."And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
马太十八章讲，耶稣问我讲，天顶第一权已经颁送给我，所以恁着去召万百姓来做学生，学行洗礼，予彼得父子圣神的名。既然我所命令恁的，着教是因，搁我直接教恁的到世界的末。
God has given us a command to fulfill, but He has not left us powerless. He has given us the church.
上帝予咱有一个真重要的使命，但是伊毋是无予咱帮助来独立完成这个时阵，伊予咱即马所有教的。
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 23 to 25, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds."Not forsaking our own assembling together, as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书第十章二三十到二十五十讲，咱所盼望的已经有现今，咱要经过这个新圣经无忧当，因为迄个应允咱的是信息，做着大家三观五来激起真爱甲行好，唔通放下恁的主罪，甚至有人。惯习安尼，就是着三遍嘞。既然看到这个结果，他就安尼做。
So this is a brief summary of the amazing baton of faith that God is asking us to pass from one generation to the next generation.
这个是真重要，咱要传的内容。好消息、坏消息，拢爱传到咱的下一代。
So now that we know what we must do and what it is we must pass on from generation to generation.Baton of faith, Let's look to the task of doing it.
咱即马知影内容以后，咱来讨论讲，咱来讲安怎来做这项代志。
The passing of the baton of faith is not something that will happen automatically. A successful passing of the baton of faith must be done with intentionality, planning, and great focus. Without these things, we can easily end up like the United States 4x100 meter relay team at the 2008 Summer Olympics.
企业团建不是讲哦，自然就会发现，都爱咱真定义、有计划，啊，搁有焦点来做，无咱就会像迄个四百接力安尼，迄个棒子弄起来啊。
One of the things that many churches aspire to being is multi-generational, especially those churches who have a large number of older members want younger people to join in and be part of their church. And this is a good thing.
很多教会很希望讲，因都爱做会 multi-generational 两三代做会，因尤其是较年纪较老较侪的教会。希望讲少年的会使甲因做，正做因的一部分。
However, when one explores the desire to be multi-generational, what we often see is something too superficial in nature. Churches, especially those that are getting older, want the look of being multi-generational. They want to see young people in the church.Young families joining the church and children running around the church campus. While this isn't all bad, merely seeing such things is not enough. We must not only have a multi-generational look, we must have generations interacting with each other in a manner consistent with who we are in Jesus Christ.
That-拢伫想讲，咱教会真希望讲真济啊两三代的做伙，咱看到真济教会有足济囡仔，伫教会也是仰脚步，也是即个少年的，咱会真欢喜。但是即款的物件拢是真表面，咱实在爱看的是真正即个多代内底有活动，有甲做伙也无，即个是咱真重要的一个啊目的，咱的努力目的。
I describe churches where multiple generations interact in a godly koinonia as being intergenerational. Such churches, intergenerational churches, aren't satisfied with a picture of a multiple generations in a church photo. They want to experience multiple generations interacting with each other in worship, nurture, and mission.Using the analogy of photography, just being multi-generational in look is analogous to a snapshot photo. Being intergenerational, the way I described it, is analogous to an ongoing video.
我要讲这个 intergeneration， 这个意思是讲，伫无同款的年代内底，伊真正建立团体活动，伫大家在中间，啊，唔是干呐。做伙尔，因真正伫因的教育、伫因的敬拜、甲因的团队内底，共齐来做这项代志。就敢若伫翕相内底，咱看马太 generation 敢若是翕一张，啊翕一张，啊但是 inter generation 敢若伫看一个 video， 一直去进行，对嘛？有这个情节的活动。
We of Winnersburg have been known as a multi-generational church for decades. We have been blessed over the years.Recently, however, we have come to realize that just having the look of being multi-generational is not enough. We must have generations interacting with each other in meaningful, godly ways for God's glory. So we're now endeavoring to grow as an intergenerational church.
Winnersburg 伫过去几十年，阮实在是真感谢上帝，今日互阮有无共代一直做伙。但是最近，阮特别努力的是， 不是只有做伙，是真正台甲台中中间有 interaction 有互动，真默契吼，就是即个咱讲的默契 interaction。啊，咱阮真努力即个方面去进行。
So I'm going to talk a little bit about Winnersburg. Winnersburg's core values are three.
Winnersburg 的教会，因信仰啊，传道的重点三项。
Worship God, nurturing God's people, missional and outreach. As Winnersburg grows as an intergenerational church, we do so in these three areas of church life.Therefore, we do ministry together as an intergenerational worship community, intergenerational nurturing community, and an intergenerational missional community.
In Winnersburg, we have three important things. The first thing is that we have a meeting every week. We have a meeting every week. And we have a meeting
every week. I use the word community.Because this word communicates the meaning of who we are. We're not a building, we're not a tradition, we're not a name, nor are we a mass of people simply following clergy. Instead, we are a community of believers brought together and arranged by Almighty God, as illustrated in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我用这个 community 这个字，就是群体这个字有特别的意思。因为我感觉教会不是一个建筑物，也不是一个传统，也不是一群人对牧师讲啥，咱就对啥。教会，阮这个 community 做团队施工，实在是一个信仰的上帝的兄弟，信仰的人。伊教会内底真正无共款的肢体，就敢若伫哥林多前书。
Let me share with you briefly what this looks like.
我跟你讲，安怎先做啥款
？As an intergenerational worship community, what this means for Winnersburg is that in our worship services, we seek to have the multi-generational fabric interact in creative and empowering ways.That glorify God. Let me explain.
When we do the worship, we want to hope that we do the generation do the worship, but very creative, and free to the young people to come and to be this worship experience.
We are not satisfied with just a multi-generational presence in our worship services, though such a presence is not a bad thing.What we seek is an intergenerational dynamic in our worship services. This means that generations are interacting in meaningful ways, giving and receiving with one another for God's glory.
我伫做这个礼拜的时阵，无敢若讲是逐个做礼拜，我是希望讲伫这个礼拜的天数中，啊，无共款年啊年代中间的过程中间。一边有教，一边有学，为着上帝荣耀，共伊来做礼拜。
One venue where this intergenerational dynamic takes place is in our bridge service. The following is the mission of the bridge. The bridge exists to glorify God through the proclamation of the gospel and sharing the love of Christ with the unchurched.
阮有一个礼拜，甲大家无相共款，叫做 bridge service， 就是。建人的 service， 这个 service 伊有真清楚的目的，就是讲对以前唔来教会的人，透过这个礼拜呢，会使来宣扬福音，甲分享基督的听。
The bridge is a worship service with a clear evangelistic mission. The intergenerational dynamic is empowered by this mission.Men, women, and youth are all actively involved in glorifying God through the bridge. This is done through the individuals participating in visual ministry, sharing testimonies and messages. There's also hundreds of people from multiple generations serving in less visible yet very important roles. One of the ways by which individual participants engage in the bridge is inviting their unchurched friends to the bridge.
这个 bridge 啊，结连的礼拜，真重要的是一个过渡传福音的礼拜。啊，真侪世代无共款的人做伙，对有看会到的事方见证、分享、对讲，也有侪侪的人伫幕后邀请一寡毋捌来教会的人，逐个世代的人拢会去邀请因的朋友甲亲戚来这所在。
The results have been tremendous. The average attendance at the bridge exceeds the usual second worship service by over 100. In a typical second service at Winnersburg, we have 200 to 250 people. At the bridge, we get 350 people. So more people are interested in participating in the bridge.
Winnersburg, 第二场的礼拜，一般差不多200到300个人，150个人。但是，若有这个 bridge 桥接礼拜的时阵呢，通常人会比平常的多，去加一百人。这个 bridge 是一个真好的一个结果。
Intergenerational dynamics are clearly evident in the ages of people who attend the bridge. Though the setting is more contemporary than traditional, over half of those who attend are over 50 years of age.
虽然这个桥接的礼拜，它 contemporary， 它现代，它适合少年，但是有50%以上的人是超过50岁的人来参加。
That means the other half are under 50, many in their teens, 20s, and 30s.
另外一半差不多少年。
A very important dynamic of the intergenerational model at work at the bridge is leadership development. This happens across all ages, especially among the youth. The dynamic must be intentional and must be initiated by the top leaders of the church. These top leaders must not be so insecure that they are unwilling to share leadership with others, especially those who are young. As a result, many younger people fulfill key roles at the bridge. The older generation play a key role in actively encouraging, modeling, and empowering the younger generation.
真重要的这个 bridge service 的动力呢，是这个领导的组织。在这个筹备甲进行的中间，这个教会领袖啊，较老的拢将这个放手予少年个来做筹备佮进行，即个中间，予伊袂感觉讲因老个人袂感觉讲因真正失去即个基础，但是呢，将即个循环予少年个来做。
If you'd like to come and check us out, it's the first Sunday of every month. It's at 10:20, and we meet in the social hall.
你若要参加个时阵，阮每个月第一个礼拜个第二场个礼拜。
At Winnersburg, we also have the intergenerational dynamic in nurturing. Our desire is to nurture people as devoted followers of Christ. We believe that this happens in the context of the church. Driven by our intergenerational model, let me share with you three ministries where this happens.
将这一个中心的信徒 Winnersburg 的话真重要，来做这个 ministry， 因为看到的时间，我要举三个例子。
We form discipleship groups every year for about 4 months. We form groups of 3 to 4 participants who gather weekly to study and share their lives with one another. The meetings typically occur during Sunday mornings. Many of these groups are intergenerational in nature, where the older and younger believers learn, encourage, and support one another.
阮有一个叫做文道小组，三四人一组，逐礼拜聚会，平常时是伫礼拜日早起时。即内底个成员，就是同年纪个人，有老个，有少年个，啊有中年个，因来互相学习、鼓励、甲互相支持。
A major theme of the women's ministry is Titus chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. In that passage, older women are encouraged to lovingly and graciously assume the role of teaching and modeling godly womanhood to younger women. This is what we embody in our women's ministry.
他利用年长的妇女，会来带较少年的妇女，安怎正做一个啊，建设的妇女。As
in the women's ministry, the men's ministry also embodies the intergenerational dynamic. Older men courageously and passionately go alongside younger men to teach, mentor, and model godly manhood. The men's ministry happens monthly, typically during a gathering featuring breakfast, worship and song, teaching, and sharing lives together. An annual men's retreat is an important feature of this ministry where intergenerational dynamics flourish.
男士的团体，伊阮教会嘛是，无共款的年代做伙，啊，因逐个月一摆，用早食早起顿，即个奉献，分享因的性命甲经验，教导甲支持，一年一摆男性的退休会，嘛是真重要，因的活动之一，迄嘛是逐个年纪拢参加。
And the last core value that we have is missions. The great commission given to God's people by our Lord in Matthew 28 is part of Winnersburg's DNA. Our ministries are driven by this command. In order to obey our Lord, Winnersburg is involved in global missionary work from Thailand to Africa to Mexico and especially to Japan.
作为大使兵，叫咱去团队，即个伫阮德斯本来讲是足重要、足重要个。即伫马太十八章十八个日子，做予咱个大使兵来特别真清楚来讲，温德斯本伫啊，global全球性真济事工，啊，包括泰国、非洲、墨西哥、日本。The
intergenerational dynamic is a big part of our missionary endeavors. In our annual outreach to Baja, Mexico, where we build homes for the residents of that area, we send over 40 church members, entire families, parents and children participate. About one third of the group are under 20 years of age. About one fourth of the people who go are over 60 years of age. Generations together obeying the Great Commission. It is a wonderful, wonderful blessing.
The one today, mission trip, he Mexico Baja, 啊，阮这边差不多拢有40个人去，真侪人是转去，啊，去啊去厝，啊，伫这个成员内底有三分之一是比二十岁搁较少，但是有四分之一是比六十岁搁较老，所以你很清清楚看，伫做事工的时阵，伫团队的时阵，大家拢做伙来做这个工。
Locally, we continue the ministry to the homeless in our community, although it's on pause right now because we're doing construction. The intergenerational dynamic fuels this ministry. The older generation provides wisdom and other resources to gather supplies for the homeless. The younger generation provide the ministry contact. Combined, our intergenerational effort is for God's glory.
咱在啊，咱也有参加的这个homeless，因个homeless的一个事工，就是咱local的。伫伊个这个事工内底，年纪较大个，伊用伊个地位安怎来调配，安怎来找着这个资源。啊，少年个会去找讲，咱是爱帮助啥物人，找一寡空隙，所以因也是无同款个年代，个来做这项代。My
apologies for the sermon going longer than usual, but I'm getting near the end. The Bible gives us a wonderful story of intergenerational dynamics at work. It's the story of the Apostle Paul and Timothy. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses
1-14.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus, To Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me as his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which is granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard that which I have entrusted to him until that day. Retain the standard of sound words with which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you. In this passage, you clearly see the intergenerational dynamics as the baton of faith is being passed from the older Apostle Paul to young Timothy. In this passage, there is a very important lesson that is so crucial to make intergenerational dynamics a vivid, powerful reality in the life of the church.
真正的信仰的团结，他都听了你，听我讲。啊，真正的lesson，他还是记住在内部。In
order for intergenerational dynamics to work in the midst of a local congregation, and this is very, very important.
那把这个 intergeneration 的这个 model 也在第一，咱被教会，也在来。
More important than technique, more important than ministries, more important than facilities, what is most important is that generation to generation exhibit and communicate the love that God has given to us.
真正的一项，就是比建筑物、比节目、比所有物件较重要，就是讲大家在中间表现迄个基督，咱会听，啊，迄个感情，就存在。When
I read the passage from 2 Timothy, what struck me is how much love Paul had for Timothy.
我看这个，天父大会圣经啊，圣经的时阵。
Love, affection, and encouragement are the tools that will empower a successful passing of the baton of faith from generation to generation. We must not fear. The Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. And it is in that love that we engage in passing the baton from generation to generation.
重要是那个疼、感情、甲鼓励，一代甲一代中间传承。当时咱听到讲这个无比的疼，真歹做。 但是有诶，有通着这样代志来烦恼，咱就用咱感受着上帝来拍扫。
Let me end this sermon by reading to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
参考来翻开圣经来看，我哩做前书十三章。我要用这个来结束我的讲道。
If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor,And if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness.But rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away.When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now, faith, hope, love, abide these three.But the greatest of these is love. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing, for the opportunity, the privilege of passing the baton of faith from one generation to the next. Empower us, use us for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Let's prepare ourselves for offering. Let's prepare ourselves for offering. Thank you.